The Warriors in an action-packed game in Denver, facing the Nuggets at the Pepsi Center, and Kevin Durant powering his way to a game-high 25 points, putting a charge in the team, while Klay Thompson had 15 points on the night, delivering three trays. Stephen Curry would hit 5 3-pointers on his way to 22 points and 11 assists. The team with 37 assists on the night. Draymond Green, 8 assists, 7 boards, and 15 points. And it was a strong third quarter that led the way, with the Warriors outscoring Denver in the third by 22 as they take the win on the road, 127-108 the final. Here's Coach Kerr.
That was impressive. We came out firing in the third, making shots. The defense was really tough. We defended without fouling, and so we were able to get out in transition. So I'm really pleased. I mean, what a great trip. You know, three tough teams, obviously we're rounding into form, and we kind of turned a corner, I think, on this trip.
We talked pregame in LA right by the start of the trip about, you know, you guys were really fried. What do you think changed? Because you just planned.
I think getting on the road was good for us, you know, in terms of planting that fear. Sometimes you need to get on the road to feel more threatened. A team like this, especially, that's used to being successful. I thought we took a couple of those home games for granted, and we weren't defending, weren't bringing energy. And, you know, the Clippers always bring the best out in us, because we know they're in our division, and they play us tough, and we've got to bring it. And then to go on the road, San Antonio, Denver, or continue the road, San Antonio, Denver, two great teams, tough places to play. So it's a really, really good trip, good week.
Coach, you guys kept your tempo up high. Like, they were racing up and down the court. How difficult is that to do here?
There were a lot of guys dragging tonight. I could see that. Looked like KD got tired there late in the first quarter. Draymond was winded at one point, Steph. And it's one of the reasons I played everybody in the first half, was to make sure we were able to withstand the altitude. And so I was pleased, even though we had that lull in the second quarter, I was pleased with the way everybody came in ready to play. And I thought the second quarter lull was a little bit unfortunate. We got good shots to start the quarter. We just didn't make one. And then they took advantage in transition, and our transition defense wasn't very good. So that's how they got back in the game. But we righted the ship, and it was a good night.
What do you think is going on with that unit right now to start the second quarter? They haven't been that great all season. That tonight, I think it was like a 14-0 run.
Well, they were great in San Antonio. And, you know, I'd be surprised when we look at the tape later if I don't see good shots starting the quarter. It seemed like we had 3 or 4 really good looks that just didn't go in. But it's a balance for us. We have to decide, you know, how we want to play it. Do we want to, you know, keep KD with that group to get a little more scoring punch? Go with Draymond to get a little more defensive-minded? As you know, we've kind of gone back and forth a little bit this season, and even within certain games. Like tonight, we switched it first half to second half. So we're going to play with that a little bit more and see how it goes.
How big was it for Zaza to come up big in that crucial moment?
Yeah, I was happy for Zaza because he does so much stuff for us that goes unnoticed, and it was great to see him get some hoops. He had that transition basket that took about 14 seconds to develop. And then his reaction afterwards was just brilliant. He was mimicking his own ball handling skills. I didn't really see that when it actually happened, because when he imitated himself, he was doing all these inside out moves and stuff. But I was thrilled for Zaza. He got some good minutes and had a good run.
Steve, with Steph, is there an art to him being able to draw fouls while knocking a three falling down?
Well, he knows that everybody's going to be flying at him, as they should, because he's such a great shooter. And so he's able to focus and concentrate knowing that the contact is coming. He draws a lot of fouls on threes.
You think you can shoot 50% from the field as a team for a whole season?
I think so. I think we could. I mean, we have that kind of talent. And the way the game is being played, it's faster than ever. It's remarkable, really. Even since I first started coaching 3.5 years ago, it seems like everybody's playing fast, and suits us pretty well because we're getting a lot of transition opportunities. Feels like we're getting more open shots than ever because of the pace of play around the league.
Do you readjust like what you think is a good game from your offense percentage wise? Because I mean, I think you've been above 50, like, you know, 7 of the 10 games.
Yeah. I mean, we're not ever going to have trouble scoring. So the focus is always defensively, rebounding, turnovers. I mean, those are the three big ones because we talk about it all the time. If we can have as many or more field goal attempts as our opponent, we're usually going to be in good shape because of our ability to score. So that's really what changed on this trip. All three games we took care of the ball well and defended with a purpose, and that changes everything for us.
Are you glad that when you guys were struggling you didn't panic and you kind of let the guys, you know, come into their own, you kind of waited on them?
Like, I didn't panic or they didn't panic?
You talked earlier about, you know, wanting to snap on them, yeah. But Ron kind of holding you back.
Yeah, tonight was different, though. I didn't feel like there was a lack of effort. There was a little bit of a lull in the second quarter where, you know, we lost control a little bit, some quick shots at moments where we needed to execute, and but the guys got things together quickly, and so tonight was never a moment where I was angry with the way we played. It was more, you know, shots weren't going in and we had to think a little bit about execution and getting things under control, especially in this building against a team that likes to play fast. Certain moments where you have to kind of stop and go, okay, it's time to execute and get a stop and take control of the game again.
Steve, when you're talking about kind of turning the corner with this road trip, where do you sense that going into play these further games in terms of things that might be easier than what was more challenging before?
All I'm looking at is can we carry forth the ability to handle the ball, take care of it without turning it over, and defending challenging shots and finishing the possession with a rebound. If we do that at home, we're going to be in great shape. But it requires energy, it requires focus, and as I said, we had a great week, but that has to continue.
Coach Young had a couple defensive strips. Does that help his cause in the rotation?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody on this team is asked to defend, and I thought Nick had a pretty good night tonight. You know, his shot wasn't going in, made a couple eventually, but I'm not worried about that. We know he's a great shooter. The intent with Nick is to get him up to speed on how we play, and defensively I thought he did a really good job tonight.
And now the Warriors return for a four-game homestand at Oracle Arena, where they will face the Heat, the T-Wolves, the Sixers, and the Magic. And it all starts on Monday night against Miami. In Denver, I'm Lawrence Scott.